This is a Fox News alert. Democrats keep the Senate. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Fox News desk projects the Democrats will maintain their Senate majority after Democratic incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto was declared the winner over Republican Adam Laxalt in the Nevada Senate race Saturday night. Democrats now hold 50 seats, one more than Republicans. The December 6th runoff in the Georgia Senate race will determine which party takes the final seat. Here's President Biden at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Cambodia Sunday on Cortez Masto's projected win.
I think it's a reflection of the quality of our candidates, and they're all running on the same program. There wasn't anybody who wasn't running on what we did. They're all staying with sticking with it. And so I feel good, and I'm looking forward to the next couple of years.
The fate of the House is still unclear, with Republicans holding a small lead over Democrats. Meanwhile, the Arizona gubernatorial race remains too close to call, with Democrat Katie Hobbs maintaining a small lead over Republican Carrie Lake. Earlier on Saturday, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates gave an update on the vote counting process, the legitimacy of which has been questioned by Republicans across the country, including Carrie Lake.
We continue to process through the ballots and tabulate the ballots and report new numbers. And we're going to continue to do that in a way that is moving along very efficiently and also ensuring that all these votes are counted accurately.
With the influx of migrants at the southern border continuing to overwhelm Border Patrol, the head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Chris Magnus, resigning from his post Saturday. The Biden administration had told Magnus to resign or be fired less than a year after he was confirmed. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Chicago police say five suspects have been arrested in connection with an officer-involved shooting that left one person wounded Saturday afternoon. The suspect had been pursued by cops for evading them after committing a traffic violation.
The officers repeatedly ordered this person to drop the gun. He proceeds to go into the backyard and start to ascend a back porch behind the home. At this time, the officer discharges his weapon and hits the offender.
Deputy Chief Ron Pontecor. He says the suspect is recovering in the hospital and that two guns were recovered at the scene. An arrest made in a human trafficking case in Washington state following a bold escape. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Prosecutors in Seattle saying a young woman made two harrowing attempts to escape a vicious pimp. She was ultimately rescued by a rideshare driver who engaged in a gunfight with the man. 30-year-old Winston Burt was eventually arrested as he left a rental home accompanied by other women he had trafficked. His street name, Dice Capone, was tattooed on the faces of some women he trafficked. The woman who escaped was taken to a hospital with severe injuries.
A memorial was held Friday for slain rapper Takeoff in Atlanta. Deidre Dukes of Fox TV affiliate WAGA reports.
Thousand-packed Atlanta State Farm Arena for Friday's celebration of life service for beloved rapper Takeoff.
Takeoff been my favorite rapper for some years. I'm not gonna lie, I love him.
Fans began gathering at the Atlanta venue hours before doors opened for the noon service. Latrivia Sharp and Sun Amir were the first in line.
Yesterday was his birthday, so this is kind of bittersweet. He was a big fan of Takeoff, and I was too.
The Atlanta artist was shot and killed at a Houston bowling alley last week when a fight broke out and someone opened fire.
Police say Takeoff was not the intended target. A woman and another man were also wounded in the shooting. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.